Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 2nd of March, recording at 9:01 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and they're pretty grim in terms of stock markets. I think China was probably the only stock market in the world that was actually up on the day, and that was a modest gain, but nevertheless, impressive relative strength under the circumstances. And European markets were walloped in here. We've got declines of 3, 4, 5, even 6% in one instance. And let's see. Sorry, I had that mic a little bit close, causing a little bit of interference. I hope that didn't cause too much trouble for you. What else to mention here? Wall Street. Wall Street closing out near the lows of the day, and we're talking about 4% and a bit overall, with the Dow down and nearly 300. And among other things, bond markets were firmer against this background, but not as strong as one might have expected in terms of previous so-called flights to safety or flights to quality. The commodity markets were weaker across the boards. Gold tried to rally against the face of this weakness, as it has done in the past, but gave up on that effort. Currently 9.25, and say they were all down. I mean, crude oil, NYMEX down $4 in here, so pretty well everything is soft. It was just the bonds that were up. In currencies, now the dollar is up as well. We've had a new high on the US dollar index, and the yen was firm in here today. So what's it all mean? Well, the way this action is shaping up, these are capitulation characteristics that we're seeing. We were getting steady drift and actually picking up steam a little bit, picking up speed a little bit last Friday, but this is a clearer sign of capitulation in these markets. Now, expectations are, or fears are, that we may well see another big meltdown, such as we saw during that September and October period. Now, that's not impossible. Markets are breaking down out of these trading ranges. They have also been led down by the financial sector. Nevertheless, I think that I wouldn't want to carry that comparison with what we saw last autumn too far, because there were really some major differences, the obvious one being that markets were considerably higher at the start of that decline. We had the Lehman Brothers shock. And while there is sort of unremitting bad news out there, I don't think anybody, I really doubt there's anything that could equal the Lehman Brothers shock that could unfold at a corporate level. The bailout packages, such as they are bigger, and monetary policy is more aggressive, and coordinated often among countries. So we're further along the road. My guess is that this is the final move down here. Worst case, we accelerate downwards. But I think value investors are looking at this and saying, well, okay, this is what they were. Some of them were looking for, and intend to be a little bit more active in this sell-off. My own view in here, looking at the charts, this obviously really represents a a reaffirmation of the overall downward trends for a lot of stock markets, the majority of stock market indices around the world. And those that are above their November or October lows are giving up ground in here. So this really does call into question the ranging base building hypothesis. It doesn't rule it out entirely, but the point is we've had the downward breaks. Markets are still in overall downtrends. The 200-day moving averages are still moving downwards. And to revive the base building hypothesis at levels that we were looking at in January and most of February, we would really need to see rallies, rebounds back up into the trading ranges. Now, they aren't very far away for some indices. Others that have been leading on the downside, such as the Swiss SMI, looks less likely overall. But the point is, this is probably a final capitulation stage, likely to be less dramatic than what we saw last autumn for the reasons that I actually listed. Another example to fit in there, we're not going to see the TED spread go roaring up to 4.75. I mean, it's at a very, very low level. So in other words, I don't expect a complete breakdown of the financial system in terms of credit activity as we saw previously. I don't expect to see the AAA government bond yield, not government, AAA corporate bond yields go soaring back up to the highs that we saw in October. So this is likely to be less dramatic, less volatility, but it is still downward pressure on stock markets overall. How far will it go? Well, having said, I don't think it'll be as severe or dramatic as what we saw last autumn. I don't know the answer to that, and nor does anyone else. And there aren't too many relevant chart points to be looking at. So I think it's more important to focus on what we now need to see to check this decline beyond a brief pause. And those of you who've been on the chart seminar will know, if we get this trend accelerating, it will get down to a meaningful low relatively quickly. But to get any kind of sustainable low, we would need to see either one, acceleration, and followed by number two, a strong upward dynamic, which would check the downtrend beyond just a temporary pause. In the how to play it category, I have a portfolio of equities. Hindsight is a wonderful thing in terms of analysis. And how I do wish, of course, like everyone else, that I'd sold at some point back in 2007. But I also have quite a bit of cash, which I've had all along, my just-in-case fund, and I'm not tempted yet to commit that money. And I'm really not tempted to commit that until I can make trading profits in the equity markets on a little bit more reliable basis. And I'm underwater on my trading efforts in stock markets, not significantly, but overall I'm sure that I am a bit. So, and I still maintain that we're likely to see a very long convalescence period. So again, I do favor caution here. I remain among the pessimists in terms of the economic news, because we can see the trend, as I've said on so many occasions in the past, and now the stock market trend has reasserted itself, obviously challenging, if not totally refuting, the base building hypothesis at higher levels. Now, There are exceptions here. We've got China, which I think is unlikely to see more than a base extension. Certainly, China isn't going to go up while the Wall Street leash effect is pulling downwards. But will China break down through its lows? My guess is probably not. But certainly, support is likely to be tested. Ditto Brazil, which didn't do quite as well as China overall. So, where are we here? I think one needs to be cautious. Value investors can do what they were doing all along, which is look for companies with good covered dividends. Don't pay up for anything, and if you nibble, do so on an incremental basis overall. The silver lining in all this is that the bigger the bear market, the better the recovery that follows. That applies following severe recessions and depressions as well. So I don't see why it would be any different in that respect this time, but we have to be patient and endure this downside until we see that next recovery. In commodity markets, again, I mentioned as they were under pressure in here today, and when we get Wall Street heading downwards, it's not surprising to see that kind of across the boards selling pressure. And I think it will be tough for the precious metals to perform against that background. I know they were while Wall Street was still in its trading range and drifting down towards the lower side of that range. But if this is a less dramatic capitulation wave, less dramatic relative to what we saw last autumn, then that might pretty well pressure just about everything for a while. Except for those long-dated government bonds, which can rally back up a little bit closer to the higher side of their overall ranges. It may keep the dollar firm for a while longer, and also the yen. And the yen has the weaker pattern overall. That suggests to me that most of the yen carry trade has actually been unwound. And I will be looking to short the yen again, although I will hold off on adding to any dollar shorts, which of which I have a few, but they're quite small, fortunately, against this background. And I am sometimes early on these things, but I don't want to add to them until I see some technical evidence to do so. I think that's pretty much it. Not a good day here in the markets overall, but bringing us, well, best thing you can say about it is today's action brings us closer to an eventual sustainable low in stock markets. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.